Welcome to episode 112 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. As you know, this past weekend saw me lead the very first Jolly event of 2013. Convening at an all-new location, we had a fantastic time in the woods, sharing stories, discussing technique, and making some really great pictures. I'll be sharing further information about this and other upcoming events shortly, but in this week's show, you join me at this weekend's campsite, reflecting on our activities shortly after everyone had left. So, let's get straight into it. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 112. It's just after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I am sat in woodland, but somewhere quite different this time. Usually when I speak to you guys from a woodland, it's somewhere quite local, it's one of my favourite spots or what have you. Today I am down in Dorset, well actually Wiltshire, in the southwest of the UK. And the reason I'm here is because I have just completed the very first Jolly of 2013. For those of you that don't know, the Active Photographer Jolly is a weekend spent camping in woodland, enjoying photography, enjoying the outdoors, learning and honing your basic photographic techniques so that you get better pictures whilst you're outdoors enjoying your activities and what have you. The people that this would appeal to, of course, are people that first and foremost love photography but also love the idea of getting outdoors and maybe camping. If you've not done that before, it might be something quite exciting for you. All those people that absolutely love the outdoors but just want to improve their photographic technique so that when they're out taking pictures on their adventures, they come back with much better records of those adventures. So it is the end of the weekend. It's a Sunday. We started on Friday late afternoon, and I have to say I have had a fantastic weekend. It started off looking a little bit disappointing in that at the beginning of this week there were five people that were due to be coming along this weekend. Now, as it stands, the Active Photographer Jolly is set up so that there are no more than six people coming along. You will know that a lot of workshops are sort of 10, 15, 20 odd people, what have you. This is something a bit different. It's much more sort of cosy. It's much more sort of intimate in that sense. But more importantly, it means that the people that are there get more time with me to talk through how they're taking their pictures and the various situations that we find in front of them. So at the start of this week, as I say, there were five people due to come along, and kind of last minute, towards the end of the week, it turned out that through either ill health or last minute work commitments, three people couldn't make it along. So in the event, we've just had a weekend whereby it was myself and two people, Chris and Tom. Hi guys, I know you are listening, or certainly Chris, I know you listen regularly. And I'll tell you what, it was quite interesting as an exercise for me, because I've been thinking about whether it's an option to lead some sort of photography workshops based around sort of a full day or maybe a weekend with less than six people. So it's even more sort of one-to-one in that sense. And so, you know, I think it works really well. It wouldn't be for everyone, but for those that did want it, I think I'm really going to give it some serious thought to see about whether we can set this up and get it going. So I think it worked really well. So off the back of that, I was thinking, okay, so it didn't get off to the best start. But do you know what? We've had such a fantastic day today and Saturday, yesterday. The way it works, Friday evening, Tom and Chris turned up. And, you know, we didn't do any photography. We didn't get the technique sort of walkthroughs and all this sort of thing running. We just sat there and we just had dinner, we had a log fire going, because there's a fire pit here, and we just had a natter. We just talked about this, that and the other. We touched a little bit on, obviously with photography, sort of levels of how, where people are coming from, sort of. So, for example, you know, Tom is a keen photographer, and he had a basic understanding, but just, you know, was there to kind of improve and sort of learn and what have you. So the Friday was just very, very relaxed. Log fire, just sat enjoying that and having something to eat. And Saturday, we started things off properly. Now, as I sit here, I'm actually sat at a bench next to the fire pit. The fire is long since sort of disappeared. That was, Tom and I sat there, we were the last people kind of sat there last night, because a good friend of mine, Gareth, who is going to be helping with the Jollies, sort of in and around camp and helping out with sort of organisation, he decided to, I asked him along as well. He wasn't there for the whole weekend. There was no real need, but I asked him to come along sort of yesterday, and he ended up sort of camping with us in the evening, and it was really, really nice. We sort of shared a few drinks, and we had a barbecue on the fire pit, and he sort of as I say, sort of he camped out overnight, and it ended up that Tom and I were the last two sat by the fire, and I think it was something like 20 past one in the morning or something, and the fire was still going nicely, and it was a shame to have to leave it. But again, you get a lot of, you know, the conversations that come at these sort of, at this time of the day. It was just a really nice way to kind of wind down after a day of photography and what have you. But it was, you know, the weekend hadn't finished there. It was okay, so that was the main day, and then Sunday, today, we had a little wander around, we talked over a couple of extra little things, and then it was just a case of sort of packing up, and Tom and Chris disappeared earlier. I've just been packing everything up, and just going to go and speak to the people that run the site where we are in the woods here, and that'd be lovely. But just, I'm sat here, and it's so green around here, and as I look, sort of, I say in front of me, anywhere around me, we've got the woodland is really starting to come alive now. We've got little white flowers here. I forget the name of them. I'm not very good at that sort of thing. But I do know that I can see bluebells that are just starting to come up here. And that means that all these woodlands, because I can see, you know, the bluebell plants all around here, give it a few weeks and this will be like just carpeted in bluebells. It'll be so, so beautiful and so photographic, so photogenic, I should say. But the beauty of this area is, for those of you that haven't seen the webpage on the website, the woodland is right next to a bison farm, and there's bison and there are deer and all sorts of other animals, and there's a lake and there's all sorts of stuff, as well as another woodland and what have you. So subject wise, something that I was kind of trying to get across this weekend was the techniques that we were talking about and that I was explaining. They can be applied to so many different areas of photography, whether you are making portraits, whether you love your macro close-up photography, whether you like the plants and animals and that sort of thing, or if you're working with say landscape photography. I know Tom, for example, and Chris, they both like their landscape photography, and it was, you know, you can apply all these techniques. But one of the things with being outdoors, of course, is you are open to the elements. So, of course, the question would be, and I think as it stands, I don't think I actually put anything on the FAQ page on the website. Maybe I'll update it. The question might be, what happens if it rains? Do we just sit in our tents and do nothing? Do we pack up as quickly as we can and drive home, or what happens? Well, there's an area here where you can sit under a little a covered area. It's all open apart from a covered area, and you can sit and have a cup of tea. They serve teas and cake and what have you, which is rather nice. And that's actually what we did. We were, we had sporadic showers throughout the weekend, but nothing so much that it sort of ruins the weekend. It didn't flood the place out. It was, you know, a lot of people think, oh, it's the end of the world if it rains on these sort of things. It was absolutely fine. And in fact, if anything, it kind of added to it, because it meant that we, at one point, you know, we were walking through the woodland and all of a sudden the heavens opened and there was this sort of downpour. But it didn't really come to much. We kind of just sort of stood there and sort of, I don't think actually we needed to properly shelter at that point. We just sort of carried on walking. It was all fairly sort of undercover with the woodland. But then as we were walking around, just coincidentally, it got to the point where we were back by the farm. And there was the area where we could have a cup of tea and some cake. And that was lovely. It was really, really nice. And we still talked a little bit about the techniques we've been using. And, you had sort of the people that run this site, you know, their dogs were there. So that was really nice to see them and what have you. And it was just, as I say, it's the first I say full-scale jolly. What I mean is, rather than just doing one-to-one workshops, it's the first full event, larger scale of the year, and I have to say it was, with the exception of the fact that there were not as many people as there should have been, it's just one of those things that it happens, it was absolutely perfect. But one thing I would say is I haven't had any less of a great time because there are only the two people here. I think it was a different dynamic, it was a different sort of set up. The process that I had sort of marked out for the whole of the weekend, we didn't really veer off that too much, because we just adapted it and sort of worked with it. Now, one thing that was quite interesting this weekend is that Chris, Tom's dad, is actually a professional photographer himself. Now, This opened up some interesting conversation, because I think I've probably mentioned this in the past. In this country, certainly from my neck of the woods, in the past, it was always a case that if you got two professional photographers stood there having a conversation, there was a real professional rivalry, and there was always this sense that, you know, if we're talking, you might try and nick my techniques for this particular subject, you might try and muscle in on my clients, or, you know, any sort of thing like that. And I actually didn't mind that, you know, I wasn't immediately aware that Chris was a professional photographer, but obviously it soon becomes apparent and what have you in conversation or emails or whatever it might be before the event. But it was really good for Tom, because Chris didn't, Chris, very nice guy actually, Chris, I have to say, I liked you a lot, I thought you were really sort of good company, but it was really nice for Tom, I think, to have two photographers there that obviously have the knowledge and the expertise and the experience, but, you know, Chris didn't interfere, he just sort of stood back, let me get on with it, but on occasions it was nice to turn to him and say, oh, you know, do you find this is the case when you do this, or I'm trying to remember this particular sort of item or something that we use, or what is it, or what have you. So it was nice to kind of get his input, and you know, as is the case has been in the past, you know, I have a little I don't know, it's sort of like 10 question little questionnaire sort of thing that I got them to fill out at the end of it. Nothing too strenuous. It's just a bit of feedback for me to know that, you know, am I along the right track? Is there anything that they thought could be improved, or what have you? So to get the really upfront, honest feedback from Chris was just lovely. I couldn't fault anything from the weekend, even with the fact that there weren't as many people as there should have been. Throughout the weekend, we were obviously taking pictures as we went along. took a few sort of behind the scenes pictures of the where the camping set up and sort of various things that the guys sort of taking their pictures, and I'll be sharing those at some point. The other thing is, I have encouraged the guys to share their pictures through the Flickr group that is set up for the Active Photographer, which is basically set up for anyone who comes along to these events gets an invite, so that it's by no means is it like a special club or anything like that. I wouldn't over dramatize it, but the idea is that as the jolly goes on and more of them happen, all the people that have come along to the events will get to share their experiences and chat online and sort of I would like to think that those people that attend the same event will go away having sort of made a contact, maybe made a new friend, and if they are sort of local to one another or whatever, they might meet up and just sort of go out and take pictures and all the rest of it. That's what it's all about, and I've said it a lot in the past. Photography is such a sociable pastime, so is the outdoors. That's why the two are such a great overlap between them. And so, you know, hopefully Chris and Tom will share their pictures on Flickr, and it'll be really nice. And of course, all of these various things that I have alluded to, I will link to on the show notes. And so any of you that are listening that are thinking, oh, that sounds really good, I'd sort of like to come along, you know, I am going to be releasing a set of dates that are, on this occasion, it was the first one of the year, so I picked a date and said, right, that's what it is, promoted it, let people know that it was there, and there we are. The next step for me is to set a number of dates, a number of weekends coming up over coming months, and, you know, if you can't make a particular weekend and you know well in advance that you can't make that weekend, that's great. There's always another one. And the idea is that, you know, hopefully we'll get people coming back for the experience again, because it might be that you're a keen enthusiast photographer, you learned some stuff and that was really good, but actually, just for the experience of being out there, the camping, the social side of things, you might like to come back and go through the process again and see what comes out at the end of it again. And you'll just have a great time and sort of make new friends and hone your technique a bit more. One of the highlights for me, and there were quite a few, I have to say, there's in any given sort of hour or two, there was always something that I thought, you know, that was really good. What we did last night, this is Saturday night, we had a few showers through the evening, but at this particular point, there was no rain at all, and then for the rest of the evening, there was no rain. So there was Gareth and Chris sat by the fire, just having a drink and having a chat and what have you, and Tom and I set up Tom's camera on a tripod, and we got a lamp, and we hung it from the inside of his tent, and lit the tent up, and, you know, those people like to see these glowing tent shots, and those of you that listen regularly follow the site, you will know that I've written and spoken about this in the past, and I'll link to some of that on the show notes. But something that was a little bit different was we were talking about light painting. And for those of you who don't know, light painting is where you find an object, and people do it with cars and trees and houses and wheelbarrows and, oh, goodness knows what. Pick a subject and you can use the technique. And you just use either a flashlight or a torch or sparklers you can use. Any source of light that you have a long exposure and you use the light to paint the subject. And you can do it just like as a flood of sort of light, quite broad, or you can sort of have sort of like you can write stuff in the air by sort of making shapes and patterns, what have you. But what we did, we set up the camera, and I won't go into the technique of it, because, you know, that's something that I've talked about in the past, and if you want to do it in person, let's get together and let's make it happen. But we did this shot of Tom's tent, But because we had a couple of trees that are quite symmetrical, just coincidentally behind the tent, we used a couple of lights just to paint with light and light these trees. And you know, it's such a lovely shot. It worked really, really well. And also, not just the tree, but down onto the ground a little bit where some of these little white flowers were. And because it was a really quite a still night, there was no real movement in them, and it was lovely. And Tom went away really happy, because it's just one of those shots that if you go camping, seriously guys, you've just got to try it. If you've never tried sort of like to photograph your tent sort of glowing, it is such a good thing to do. It's really highly recommended. So that's basically it. This has been such a nice weekend. I mean, obviously I'm out in the outdoors, but it was so nice just to sit and talk amongst them. I have to say, and I'm not just saying this because, you know, I feel I should or anything like that, Chris and Tom, you guys were fantastic. You were just, you know, really nice people. And that's what it's all about. I love being around really nice people. Gareth, I may have spoken about before, he's a very nice chap as well. It has to be said. And yeah, it was just a really nice... I don't think I could have hoped for a better... sort of people-wise, a better first outing for this year, for the event. When I did the run-through in the past, again, the people that were there just made that weekend. And in fact, on that occasion, that was a freebie. I didn't charge anything. All I asked was for the feedback. And I will link to all the stuff surrounding that in the past. But actually, I have to say, it was three of the people that were at that event that were due to be coming along this weekend. So, you know, clearly they enjoyed it last time and were happy to pay to come along this time. So I've been very lucky. I really have. So as I sit here, it's not looking too ominous. The breeze is there and I've got a rapidly cooling cup of tea by me. The car is all packed up. The site is clear. Everything's put away. The fire, like I say, is well extinguished. There's no worries there. And I'm just going to go and have a quick chat with the owners of the site. And yeah, I'm going to head on back home and enjoy the rest of my weekend with my family. So yeah, really nice weekend. I really can't wait to get these other dates set so that I can share those with you and get the ball rolling and sort of get you guys hooked up to enjoy what these people have enjoyed over this past weekend. So again, Chris, Tom, thank you very much for joining me. I appreciate your time and the fact that you wanted to come along and could see that it was going to be a great time. So that was really good. Gareth, again, also, if you're listening, I know you're a busy man. You probably haven't got time to listen to my ramblings, but thank you for your input as well. It's always a pleasure. And for those of you listening, I hope maybe this has inspired you to think about having maybe a look at the webpage. Some of you may have been thinking about it, couldn't make it this weekend. I know certainly some people that I spoke to would love to have come along, but they knew just outright that they wouldn't be able to make it. So I'll be in touch with you to let you know when the new dates are as well. But for now, and for this weekend, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to go and see the owners, get in the car, head back, and I dare say it's going to just bucket down with rain on me just at the moment when I have to unpack the car when I get back to base. So anyway, I don't mind. I mean, I'm in too much of a good mood. So on that note, guys, I will leave it there. Don't forget, in the coming days, I'll be announcing a new set of dates for the next wave of jollies. So if you couldn't make this first one, don't worry. There's bound to be another one coming up soon which fits into your diary. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon. We'll be right back.
member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast. CurrentPhotographer.com.